finally ready to start. My name is Vishakha, and since March 2010, I've been on the Board of Trustees of the Wikimedia Foundation, which is the foundation behind Wikipedia and Sister Projects. On behalf of the foundation, I want to extend a really warm welcome to all of you for being here on a Sunday evening. And I also want to say that we're very pleased to see so many people here, because most of the wiki meetups or sort of things like that we've seen in India have actually been in Bangalore. So this is one of the first, probably the third meetup that is actually being held in Mumbai. And we had initially planned to do it in two parts, where we would have a small community meetup from 6 to 6:30 and then the public talk from 6:30. But given the number of people, that proved a little unwieldy, so apologies if you came expecting to be part of the community meetup. Before we go any further, I would like to call on stage and introduce Arun Ramratnam, who is the president of the Wikimedia India chapter, which is based in Bangalore. Arun is also based in Bangalore and is here just for this event. Arun.
Thank you all. We're all very excited to have Jimmy Wales with us. On behalf of all the Indian Wikipedians, a very enthusiastic bunch of Wikipedians we have in India and the Wikimedia India chapter, and on behalf of all of you, I'd like to invite Jimmy Wales on stage. Please come on stage.
Volunteers. sometimes people ask to me, or they sort of ask me how it works and so on, and I realize after a few questions that they're trying to figure out where is the big building with 2,000 employees running around editing Wikipedia. It doesn't work that way. It's all volunteers. So today we have 16 million articles. This is a remarkable fact considering we started just under 10 years ago. So January 15th will be our 10th anniversary, which we're very excited about. Of course, if you're familiar with the Wikipedia editing community, sometimes we joke that that's just because there's 16 million things to argue about. Because we're a very open community. Everything in Wikipedia is the product of a long process of dialogue, discussion, debate, people really trying to work together to try to find a way to present something that's high quality, neutral. You know, we have several principles like that, and none of it happens automatically. It all happens through a very long process. We are now, we have over 270 languages in Wikipedia, although I feel personally this number is a bit optimistic. Because in fact, we have around 190 languages that have at least 1,000 entries. 1,000 entries isn't much of an encyclopedia, but that's the point where I personally feel like the project is actually launched. Usually when you've got up to 1,000 entries, that means there's a small community there, 5 to 10 people, really regulars. And at that point, that's when the community really begins to start thinking about outreach. How do we come together as a community? How do we find more people to work in our language? Things like this. We have around 402 million visitors every month. It varies from month to month. This is a pretty astonishing thing. If Wikipedia were a country, it would be one of the largest countries in the world, behind Indonesia, I think. Or no, just ahead of Indonesia. But anyway, it's a huge number of people who are visiting Wikipedia every month. So who edits Wikipedia? Who is it who's creating this? So we've got all these millions of articles. So I guess the one question I should ask is, how many people here have ever edited Wikipedia at all? Oh, that's quite a few. Lots, yeah. How many of you are regular Wikipedia editors? So this is actually kind of a Wikipedia meetup. So I should have given a different lecture, actually, because this lecture is really more an introductory lecture to convince people to edit Wikipedia. But now I'm going to ask the real question, that's my real agenda for tonight. How many of you edit predominantly in English Wikipedia? Okay, great. That's the people I want to talk to tonight then. Because part of what I'm trying to do is encourage as many people as possible to, of course, continue working in English Wikipedia, nothing wrong with that. But let's now begin to focus and let's build a lot of excitement around the Indian language versions of Wikipedia. Well, so why should people know who the Wikipedians are? Well, that's always a good question. Here's one of the reasons. This is a fabulous quote that somebody found on Twitter. This woman, who turns out to be a school teacher, said, yesterday I asked one of my students if she knew what an encyclopedia is, and she said, is it something like Wikipedia? So for young people today, Wikipedia has really become a part of the way they think about the world, the infrastructure of the world. And this is true increasingly for all kinds of people, for 400 million people a month. And so I think it's really important to think about who are the Wikipedians, what are they like, and are we happy about that? And so just by the numbers, we have, unfortunately, it's about 87% male. In my view, this is way too many men. Or maybe put a different way, it's not enough women. That's just something that, in the long run, we want to change about Wikipedia. There's several reasons for that. Some of them are deeper cultural reasons that we're not going to be able to do anything about. But some of it has to do with, traditionally, editing Wikipedia has been harder to do from a technical point of view than it should have been. What this means is it excludes a lot of people. It excludes men and women. But it leaves Wikipedia easy to edit for people who are computer science geeks of some kind. Computer geeks of some kind can edit. And it turns out that crowd is mostly male. So what we want to do is think about ways of making Wikipedia more intuitive, more obvious to edit, so that people who are geeks, but not computer geeks, are going to be able to contribute to Wikipedia. There are tons and tons of people who have very deep knowledge about all kinds of different subjects who don't happen to know a lot about computer terminology and markup code, key markup codes, a barrier. And so in the long run, we want to make all those kinds of things much easier for people to do. The average age of Wikipedians, according to our survey, is about 26. So that's older than a lot of websites. It's much older than the crowd at YouTube, for example, but it's still fairly young. And then we have about double the number of PhDs, double the percentage of PhDs in the Wikipedia editing community as compared to the general public. So generally across the board, what you find is that Wikipedians tend to be pretty geeky, more PhDs than not. People who are really into information and knowledge are very much drawn to Wikipedia. One of the funny things about Wikipedia is that we apply warnings and disclaimers to everything. One of the most famous things about Wikipedia is that you'll see the little mark citation needed, or you'll see a warning that says the neutrality of this article has been disputed. It's a funny thing because, in fact, and I think it's a good thing, Wikipedia tends to be its own worst critic. Of course, in the media, we always have the questions of how reliable is Wikipedia, and I think one of the reasons we have those questions is because Wikipedians are always telling you not to trust us. But I think that's a good thing. Currently, we have running a pilot project on just, I think it's about 1,000 articles in public policy, where readers of articles, at the bottom of the entry, it asks you to rate the article in several ways. The results of that are really interesting. The general public seems to think that the Wikipedia entries are of very high quality, even in cases where the community thinks they're not that great. And so our community, when we look at the ratings given by editors, active editors, we're much harsher on ourselves than the general public is. I think that's a really good thing. I think we should always maintain that. I think that Wikipedians really should strive, as we do as a community, to be the highest possible quality. We should always look at Wikipedia with a critical eye. And even if the public says, oh yeah, it looks great, we should say, yeah, it looks great, but look, there's only three sources, and we need to add more another section and things like that, so that we can always be improving Wikipedia. We care, maybe a little bit too much. Once you get involved in editing Wikipedia, you can see we have very, very, sometimes a bit humorous if you actually step back and look at it, which you should do from time to time if you're a heavy editor. Slightly humorous, intense, long discussions and debates about the most minute points on the entire planet. It's a really wonderful thing about Wikipedia. Very often, if you go to an entry in Wikipedia and you read it, and it's about some controversial subject in particular, and you say, oh, this is really good, how did they get to this? Go to the discussion page, and you'll find a long, long, long discussion and debate about exactly how to word something, or whether or not a source is really valid or not. I think that kind of ongoing discussion, ongoing debate, where hopefully, as much as possible, it's thoughtful people who are, assume good faith and who are really trying hard to get it right, rather than just screaming at each other. That's the culture that I try to think, that I try to put forward as the ideal culture for Wikipedia. It's not a place for people to scream at each other. There's a whole giant internet out there for people to scream at each other. Instead, at Wikipedia, you should, as you're editing, you should think of the other person as a human being. Even when you disagree, you try to do so in a constructive manner. You try to assume that, hey, they're trying to be constructive too. We're trying to produce something of value for the world. So let's not have too serious of a fight. This is one of my favorite little graphs somebody sent me. It's to explain who the Wikipedians are. We're at the intersection between intelligence, obsession, and lots of free time. Lots of people who are in Wikipedia, they actually don't have free time, but they spend all the free time editing Wikipedia instead of playing a video game or something. Certainly, if you have ever known someone who got sucked into World of Warcraft for 2 years, you can say, yeah, it's probably better to get sucked into Wikipedia for 2 years, because you might learn something and teach other people in the process. So, overall, the question is, who are the Wikipedians? And so this summer, every year we have our annual conference. It's called Wikimania. We have it in a different city every year. This year we were in Gdansk, Poland. And so while we were there, we got a lot of Wikipedians in front of a camera just to ask them a bunch of questions about Wikipedia. And so I have a video, actually I have two videos, that will help you meet some Wikipedians from around the world. So I'm going to play this now, and I hope this
No, I don't have superpowers.
Far behind. So they're all clustered in the same general zone though, and You know, I don't think there's any really clear reason for some of them. Some of them make sense to me, others don't make sense to me, but that may just be because I don't understand the local context enough. But I think in many cases, and this is true all around the world, it's sometimes surprising which languages are really big really soon, and it really has to do with that core of the community. When you have an active, energized community who are doing outreach, who are really working hard, creating a lot of fun, creating a lot of excitement, it can take off really quickly and become a big thing, whereas in a similar size language with a similar number of people using the internet, if that original community doesn't get going, it may be a year or two, because sometimes if there's only three or four or five people working, it's, you know, it's not as fun as once you get 20 or 30 people, it starts to get exciting because you're making progress. So just to get a few of the languages of India, I didn't get all of them, but I just wanted to cover some of the relevant ones here. Hindi has 57,000. These numbers are as of about 5 o'clock this afternoon, or 4 o'clock this afternoon when I was just about to come over here. We have Telugu, 45,000. So these are the two largest languages. Marathi, which is the language here, am I correct? It is 31,400, so also doing quite well. Tamil, 25,000. Gujarati, 17,000. So as you can see, we have several projects here. Malayalam has 14,800. We have several projects that are doing quite well. These are not in the first tier in terms of the number of entries, but these are active, vibrant communities with existing editors. And so this is one of the reasons that we chose India as the location for the first office, because it's in that middle range. What I would say is, when you look at a language like Swedish, for example, the Swedes have over 500,000 articles. I'm not sure right now, 700,000 maybe. They don't need any help. They don't need an office from the foundation to help get that community energized. That community is already energized, it's an already large community, and they're doing perfectly fine. Then we can take a look at some of the languages in Africa, most of the languages in Africa, where we have almost nothing. That's a whole other set of challenges, and it's not really clear what the foundation can do yet. We should try in the future, but as an immediate project, for me, India was a perfect case because we have communities, they're existing, and so we can say, look, we have already this excitement, we have a lot of people busy here, how can we support them? What are the things that we can do to try to further the growth of Wikipedia? This is a chart, and again, citation needed. I didn't check all the numbers myself, but it's a really fascinating chart. This is, it's a little bit confusing until you understand what it is. Of all the page edits coming from India, what percentage of them are to the English Wikipedia? So in the fourth quarter of 2009, 81% of all the edits that came from India, physically computers located in India, were to the English language Wikipedia. That number is dropping. The number, the percentage is dropping, not because the absolute number of edits in English is dropping, but it's because all the other languages are growing very quickly. I would have stated this, I would have turned this graph upside down if I made the graph and said, what percentage of the edits are to a local language and show that that's increasing? Because if you look at this, it sounds depressing somehow because the numbers are going down. But it's actually a good sign. What this means is the local language versions of Wikipedia across India are growing, becoming more important, and I think that's really exciting. So we set some goals. As most of you may know, we went through this very big strategic planning process to set some goals for the foundation, to set some goals for the Wikipedia movement, to think about where do we want to be, where do we want to be in 2015. And so the goals, some of the goals that we set, is that we, for the top 10 Indian languages, that we have at least 100,000 substantial articles, and Wiktionaries available, because if we get the top 10 languages in India that have at least 100,000 articles, that we've covered 80% of the Indian population. Now, in my view, 2015 is a long time off. I think that this is a ridiculously easy goal, but as is well known, I am a pathological optimist, and so I always think things are going to go much better than anybody else thinks. But I think that this is a no-brainer. This is an easy goal. If we really focus our attention, there should be no reason that we can't easily surpass this. And certainly for some of the communities that are already large and already very active, I think it's going to be pretty easy to hit 200,000, 250,000 in that time period. We want to see 100 million unique visitors monthly to Wikimedia projects from India. Now, some of the numbers like that depend in part on things that are beyond the control of the Wikimedia Foundation. One of the things that we don't know, although there are projections out there, is how many people in India will be on the internet in 5 years' time. I don't know the answer to that, but I'm more optimistic than a lot of people are because I'm seeing some interesting developments in hardware and technology that I think are going to have some big impact. One of them is I just recently got an iPad, and I love it. iPad's really great. I wanted to test it. I really see, not from Apple. Apple is never going to care about the cheaper end of the market. Apple always is going to make the high-end product. But that device is showing us a vision of the future where I believe we're going to see iPad-like devices probably running Android, the open source operating system from Google or something like that. Could be running Windows, although Microsoft seems a little bit confused these days. They're not really keeping up. Certainly, if you've tried to use a Windows mobile phone, you can see their head is not really wrapped around the idea of mobile yet. But when I look at the iPad as a device, it has the potential to be made much more cheaply than a traditional computer. It's incredibly fun, incredibly usable, and unlike mobile access, the problem with mobile access is it's going to be great when everybody in India has a mobile phone, a smartphone, we're a long way from this now, that has the capacity to read Wikipedia. That's wonderful. I don't think anybody is ever seriously going to be able to write Wikipedia entries on an iPhone or a device like an iPhone. It's just too tiny, it's too hard. On the iPad, I type on my iPad. It's nowhere near as good as typing on a real keyboard, but it's functional, it's usable. And so I can imagine a huge uptake and a huge number of people using the internet and finding Wikipedia. There's another element, I'm going on a bit about this because I get very excited about it. There's another element of this too, which is for those of you in this room who are thinking about writing in Wikipedia, anyone who writes wants to have readers, and that's really, really important. And so as the number of people who are able to read Wikipedia increases, it gives you that much more incentive, that much more reason to care about writing. If you thought, oh, well, look, why should I write in my language, my home language, because anyone who can read it will be on the internet, anyone who's on the internet can read the English Wikipedia, so what's the point? That might have been true 5 years ago. It's less true today, and in 10 years from now, it's definitely not going to be true. There's going to be huge numbers of people, basically, several hundred million people in India who are online but who don't speak English. And so that means if you're able to write today and begin to prepare the way, you will have a great audience and you'll have done something really great for India. We want to have this is one of our goals, that more than 75% of schools in India have access to a Wikipedia and Wiktionary, either via the internet or offline. Offline access is something that is coming. There have been for years disparate different groups working on offline access. Those projects are getting better and better. And there's a real concerted effort at the foundation now to put some resources behind bringing a lot of different people together, bringing some of those groups together so that we can have a more effective process for creating offline readers. Offline readers can be really, really valuable for schools because many times they're not going to have access to the internet or they're not going to let the kids get on the internet. But if we have a way for them to have an offline version, they can update it. It's free, so they can update it anytime they want, hopefully every few months. Of course, you lose a lot. If you're not online, you don't have the live version of Wikipedia. And very often, one of the things that's really amazing about Wikipedia is how quickly things are updated when there's big news. But still, it would be great if they have at least offline access. The top 10 projects that sustain positive monthly growth in active editors. So we want to have, throughout the next 5 years, we want to see consistent, steady growth. You don't want, I guess you'd be nice, but it's not likely that you're going to see a project that currently has, say, 30 active editors go to having 300 active editors in 1 month. In fact, that would cause a lot of problems because you would have all these new editors who had no idea what they're doing. But we know from watching the growth in other places around the world that you can sustain significant numbers of new editors, probably 10% a month growth without any difficulty whatsoever, as long as the existing community is there to meet them, to greet them, to teach them how to do things, explain the rules of Wikipedia, explain the culture, And, you know, people pick it up pretty quickly. It isn't that hard, or it shouldn't be that hard. So those are some of the goals between now and 2015. So the near-term goal is to catalyze participation. We know that there is a cycle where when you have more reach, so you're reaching more people, you get more participation. When you get more participation, you get more quality. When Wikipedia is of a greater quality, you get more reach. So for example, if you go and you search in Indian language, you search in Google or wherever, you go to any search engine and search, if Wikipedia doesn't have an entry about that, you won't find Wikipedia. It's as simple as that. So the more entries you have, the more visitors you get, the more visitors. So we want to crank that cycle up. We want to say, okay, how do we accelerate that? How do we get things moving faster? So there's currently a set of ideas that were developed around how Wikimedia Foundation may be able to help here in India by opening a local office. I should emphasize, these are just some ideas. I believe that the first thing that the office is going to do is a comprehensive review, a comprehensive set of conversations with the existing Wikimedia India chapter and the existing editing communities to say, you know, what do you think is most helpful? So one of them is contributor outreach and training. One of the things that we've seen be very successful, particularly in Germany, has been Wikipedia academies, where they go out to a university, they do a one-day seminar, they get students to come, they teach them how to edit Wikipedia, they teach the professors. That kind of outreach has been very effective in terms of getting good quality contributors who are really committed to the goals of the project. University clubs is another idea, is to say, why don't we have clubs at every university in India where people just get together for pizza, whatever, you know, once a month maybe. People get together, hang out, and talk about Wikipedia. Work with schools to get them to think of Wikipedia as a reference source, and in fact to get to implement ideas around offline solutions. Knowledge sharing, basically bringing together the Wikipedia community from all across India at regular periodic meetings, maybe an annual conference, maybe even twice a year, maybe smaller regional meetups, but basically bring all the different languages of India together to have a conference to talk about, hey, here's what we did, here's what worked in our area. We often find that this has been a huge benefit in Europe. In Europe, there's been a long tradition, of course, of local meetups, but also all the different languages of Europe get together at chapter conferences and things like this. They even on a small basis, sometimes the two different languages, they'll get together and they'll have a meeting, and they share ideas. How did you get more members? How did you get more people active editing? What are some of the things you did to grow the content, increase the quality? So we're going to have those kinds of meetings. Technology support. Work with the community and the developers on solutions to technical barriers faced by the project. There's a lot of potential technical barriers. One of the biggest barriers that I see, because I've been here for a couple of days trying to edit Wikipedia, and I've been staying at the very fancy Taj Palace Hotel, and the speed of the internet there is very, very fast. But the speed to edit Wikipedia is very slow. So reading Wikipedia seems fine. That's because it's cached and things like this. But when you edit, you have to go all the way back to the mothership, as they say, in Florida. And in my experience, sometimes it's taking me 30 seconds to save a page, sometimes even longer than that. That's not acceptable. That's a technical barrier. It slows people down. It makes the experience less fun. People say, oh, yeah, I edit Wikipedia, but they get less done. And also, some people are like, oh, you know, it's just, it takes so long, and I don't have time for it. If you get fast instantaneous response, it's going to work a lot better. So that's one key, is thinking about how can we speed up that. Probably the most likely way of doing that is to have servers closer to India, but there's a lot of other questions and possibilities there. Other kinds of things, if there's any kind of font encoding issues, keyboard entry methods. Part of it is making sure that the look of the site and the layout is sensible and useful to people. One of the problems that we've had all around the world is that the developers are working primarily in English and in some of the European languages, and they care about the other languages, but they need help because they don't know certain things. I know one of the big problems, this is years ago, just a funny anecdote, is that the Polish Wikipedia was having big problems because Polish words are very, very long, and so some of the tabs at the top of the page were very long, and so they really had to figure out font sizes and things like that so that it didn't cause the words to wrap in funny ways. I have no idea if there are problems like this in the Indian languages, but I'm assuming so. And so part of it is just making sure that the usability and the flow of the site is as good as English. Mobile project. So, you know, I went on my little rant about the future of mobile. I think this is both people reading and also increasingly it's going to be people participating on new iPad-style mobile devices. And so we want to be on the cutting edge of that. And then this is another idea. This is another thing that they've done in Germany is the article writing contests. I've always thought this is perplexing because I couldn't imagine that the press finds this interesting. But in Germany, they get good, solid press coverage all the time. They hold regular writing competitions, and the community judges and they give an award. And the award is basically, you know, nothing, a T-shirt or something. But they get good contributors, so people will come and they put a lot of effort into it. But not only that, they get a lot of press coverage, and it's positive press coverage because it shows the side of the community that the press doesn't often see. I mean, too often in too many places around the world, we get press coverage when some politician does something bad in Wikipedia or there's some huge error that we didn't catch. It's a way of getting out that message that, hey, the Wikipedians are super concerned about quality. You really, really want to make Wikipedia as good as possible. So I think that's a simple idea, but a good one. And so the idea is that we would basically fund and provide logistical support for any of these kinds of things that we want to do. That the foundation is here to support that activity and make sure that it goes on in a proper way. So we have certain principles for working with the community in India. One is what we want to do is help to grow the community and the projects in India. So everything should be aligned with that goal. We're here to support the community, but the community should lead, and the Wikimedia Foundation team should follow and should support. This is really important because this is really the Wikipedia way of doing things. It doesn't do for us to hire some people who imagine that they're the bosses of Wikipedia in India and they're going to boss the volunteers around. That absolutely will not work. It's never worked anywhere. Instead, what they're to do is to listen to the community and say, hey, what do you need help with? What are the problems? How can we be here to support you? Oh, you need, you know, it turns out in one language, maybe there's some weird, bizarre font problem, and nobody's been able to fix it. Okay, let's put some money to it. Let's find a developer. Let's fix it. Those are the kinds of things we should be able to do. We want to facilitate growth across the country and a range of languages, not in any single area. So the decision around where to locate the office is not a decision about which languages to support. It's all across all of the languages of India, but if you only have one office, it has to be somewhere. So, but the point is, we're not choosing certain languages in India, but it's all the Indian languages. The direct investment staff and office in India is temporary in nature. As the community and chapter build capacity, we will adjust our capacity. The idea here is to say, look, this is not, the idea here is to get the movement going, get things rolling. Hopefully you get to a point where the local chapter then takes over all the functions so that the foundation doesn't have to have staff here, but instead the staff is a part of the local chapter. In Germany, for example, the German chapter has, I don't know if it's two or three employees. They have a full-time CEO, they have another staff person. They do that from their own fundraising on the website and through other mechanisms, getting grants and things like that. So what we want to do, we're not here to undercut or replace the local chapter. The local chapter is, in the long run, the key organization for India. The idea is that we're going to put staff here to assist in that process, to help the local chapter get whatever they need done. We'll be open and transparent with the community. We'll communicate openly about our investments, progress, and results. This is very standard for us, of course. If we're not open, everybody yells at us. So, of course, you know, because Wikipedia is such an open, transparent process and community-driven, this is absolutely necessary. Again, I think this is basically a repeat of the earlier point, but the activities of the team is based on all of India, not any particular region. So the location of the office has nothing to do with which languages we support. And then we'll undertake regular process evaluation. Is this working? Is it not working? This is really critical. We have a lot of ideas and things to try. I just went through a whole list of them. There are many others that will be generated, but you have to evaluate against some kind of objective standard. And our goal here is growth of good quality content in the Indian languages. And so if we go and we start doing local language, Wikipedia Academy, so we go to universities in one area, and we see, wow, look, as soon as we did this, the next month, the growth rate went up by 3%. We should do this more in other places in India. If we do it, it basically doesn't have any impact, and everybody had a really fun time, well, we still have to cut it off, right? You say, well, having fun conferences is not the point. The point is growth. So, to sum up, Wikipedia represents a belief in the supremacy of reason and the goodness of others. This is not a quote from me. This is a quote from journalist Dan Pink, who wrote about Wikipedia years ago. And I think this is really true. What Wikipedia is about is discussion, dialogue, debate, thoughtfulness, thinking things through, trying to find a path to create something of high quality that everybody cares about. And now I've got one more video to show you, and then we're going to have some open time for questions.
If you have knowledge, why you must keep it by yourself? You must share it. I think.
I like the purpose of this website. Didn't say website. Didn't say wiki. Didn't say internet. It just said free knowledge for everyone in our language.
When a community is open, it's really my love to those who they are telling us invitation.
It's just making yourself happy by helping others. That's it. Because I want to be happy, I help others.
You're working together with so many different people from so many different cultures, and it's just amazing.